Vice President, distinguished delegates, and esteemed panel members, thank you for your valuable insights. Canada agrees with the remarks already echoed, but we would like to take this opportunity to reiterate a few points. Food security and malnutrition have reached unprecedented levels, as the panelists have described, driven by increased conflict and the impacts of climate change. And we also know that women and girls in other communities will experience hunger differently. As outlined by the representative from CARE, women eat last and least, and women in situations of food insecurity face increased protection risks, including gender-based violence. At the same time, women are also critical agents in food production, supply chains, and food preparation. As such, we reiterate and echo the remarks that any effort to address food insecurity must be inclusive and empower women and girls. Seeing this, Canada has responded accordingly. We have increased our allocations to the human, food, and nutrition sectors from 2021 to 2023. However, with increasing need, we also recognize that short-term approaches such as this will not be a sustainable approach. As such, we have also taken steps to improve the quality and effectiveness of our response. This includes supporting the integrated food security phase classification to ensure the best possible analysis for decision-making. And this is also why we support the Joint Intersectoral Analysis Framework to push forward a coordinated, coherent, and people-centered approach to food insecurity and other crises. However, in line with what we discussed today, we do agree that more needs to be done and differently to combat this scale. This includes increasing the use of cash assistance and responding earlier through flexible funding. We also welcome the SERF's pioneering work to implement its anticipatory action approach, which has been considered key. And these are key to building the evidence base and emphasizing the need to act early. We also agree that stepping up the coordination and complementarity between humanitarian development and peace actors is absolutely key to strengthening the resilience of those affected by food insecurity. Cross-cutting any response, it is also imperative to strengthen partnerships with local and national actors. And in this spirit, it is particularly key to ensure that we empower women-led and women rights organizations. Vice President, our challenge is not determining what must be done. We already know this, and you've already described it. But it is in working together to roll out these approaches, and you can count on Canada's continued collaboration in this regard. Thank you.